Judge Strunk on Here's to Veterans. Here's to Veterans, a toast from this radio station to former servicemen and women, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members donate their talents to keep you entertained and informed.
He remembers the first time he met her. He remembers the first thing she said. He remembers the first time he held her. And the night that she came to his bed, he remembers her sweet way of saying, "Honey, has something gone wrong?" He remembers the fun and the teasing, and the reason he wrote her this song. "I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away." They would walk down the street in the evening, and for years I would see them go by. And their love that was more than the clothes that they wore could be seen in the gleam of their eyes. As a kid they would take me for candy, and I loved to go tag them along. We'd hold hands while we walked to the corner, and the old man would sing her his song. "I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away." Now he walks down the street in the evening, and he stops by the old candy store, and I somehow believe he's believing. He's holding her hand like before, for he feels all her love walking with him, and he smiles at the things she might say. Then the old man walks up to the hilltop and gives her a daisy a day. "I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away."
Thank you very much. That was A Daisy a Day, the title song from my new album on MGM, I'll Give You a Daisy a Day. And this is Judd Strunk. I'll be back after just a few words from the Veterans Administration.
America's college population has really boomed in the years since World War II. The GI Bill made it possible for millions of veterans to get a college education. And the growth of low-cost community public colleges has put at least 2 years of higher education within the reach of millions more. All of this has had a good effect on the lives of those who took advantage of learning opportunities. But with more people getting more schooling, the educational requirements for jobs are increasing. Today, there are few good jobs with any future to them that do not require at least a high school diploma. So what we have now is a situation that's made it more difficult to move ahead in the world without finishing high school. Veterans who, for one reason or another, were not able to complete their high school education can finish it up on the GI Bill. You know, it's important to have that high school diploma, so drop by the Veterans Administration and get started. More on that in a moment, but first let's listen to more from Judd Strunk.
And now here's one of my latest recordings, Bill Jones General Store, from my album entitled Bill Jones General Store on MGM Records. I sure hope you enjoy it.
There's an old wood sign just outside of Stratton, Maine, and it says, "If we ain't got it, you don't need it. Bill Jones, General Store." I can hear the creaking of the rusty old screen door, smell the penny candy in
Bill Jones' general store, the pipe smoke and tobacco, wet boots on the floor, Campbell's soup and shotgun shells in Bill Jones' general store. The golden snow would blow against the plastic window pane. The old wood stove would kindle and try to dry the rain. I know the times are changing, but it won't be the same. For now the doors are boarded, Bill and Ruth are gone from town. The rooms are cold and empty, they'll probably tear it down. But Herky, Wright, and Whitey still sit outside the door, waiting for that quart of beer in Bill Jones' general store. I can hear the creaking of the rusty old screen door, smell the penny candy in Bill Jones' general store, the pipe smoke and tobacco, wet boots on the floor, the Campbell's soup and shotgun shells in Bill Jones' general store.
Can you get a high school diploma without actually finishing high school? Well, this is a question that concerns many veterans who, for one reason or another, have not finished high school. And let me tell you, you can. You can get what's called a high school equivalency certificate by passing a special examination. That exam gives you a chance to get credit for what you've learned on the job or while in service. One way the VA is helping some veterans is by offering this test at many of its hospitals. But most veterans take the examination through approved programs offered in each state. Finishing high school and having that piece of paper that proves it can be mighty important to your future. Counselors at Veterans Assistance Centers will be glad to provide complete information. Now, once again, here is Judd Strunk.
And now, just as I recorded it for my new album on MGM entitled A Daisy a Day, this is a new song called The Runaway.
Just outside of Oklahoma City, buckled down and riding in the cold. The sign she held said, anywhere you're going. And I picked up the runaway on the road. And I can see her gold hair flowing in the wind. I can hear that motorcycle wandering, grinding to a standstill, stopping by the roadside. And I can feel her body next to mine. She said she'd left her high school and her family, traded in her daddy's limousines for a bedroll, an extra pair of sandals, blue sweater, and a pair of worn out jeans. And I can see her gold hair flowing in the wind. I can hear that motorcycle whine, grinding to a standstill, stopping by the roadside. And I can feel her body next to mine. She was leaving me due west of Albuquerque. Said she had some friends in Santa Fe. When a chauffeured Cadillac rolled up beside her and headed eastbound with my runaway. And I can see her gold hair flowing in the wind. I can hear that motorcycle whine, grinding to a standstill, stopping by the roadside. And I can feel her body next to mine.
This is Judd Strunk in my dressing room here at the Burns and Shriver television show. I've enjoyed this chance to be on Here's to Veterans and look forward to being on your show again. Now let's close with a song entitled The Searchers.
The world is full of searchers, fools like you and I, who spend their lifetime looking for castles in the sky. Would walk right past tomorrow treasures close at hand. Who'd rather play their own tune than settle for the band? Though most go through life day by day, the searchers somehow seem to cast aside their dented pride and live that dream by dream, never knowing what they're after, but with hopes that they may pay for their fair share of laughter with the tears they've shed today. Living and forgiving when they have given up, flying with the eagles and learning how to fall. And time will be their master, hope will be their king, contentment their disaster, and now they're everything. The world is full of searchers, fools like you and I. So take my hand and we'll go find some castles in the sky.
Thanks to Judge Strunk for that fine tribute to America's veterans. We'd like to add a special salute to the veterans of Vietnam. We're proud of you and happy you're home. You've served your country well, and now the VA is ready to serve you. This radio station has contributed broadcast time in the public interest to this program, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians. They all join me in saying, here's to veterans.
And from Hollywood, this is Judge Strunk saying, until the next time, be good to yourself and all others that you meet.